I Can Connect, National Deafblind Equipment Distribution Program by Joe Nalty. From the editor, Joe Nalty is the president of the Deafblind Division of the National Federation of the Blind. Currently, the division he heads is working hard to influence an important federal program, and here is what he would like readers of the Monitor to know about it. The Deafblind Division of the National Federation of the Blind has initiated communication with each state affiliate regarding the equipment and services available through the I Can Connect program. People with vision and hearing loss, whose income will qualify them, may be eligible to receive equipment, training, and support to connect with family, friends, and the community. I Can Connect is a federally funded program made possible by the 21st Century Communications and Video Accessibility Act of 2010. Project partners are the Federal Communications Commission, Perkins School for the Blind, and the Helen Keller National Center for Deafblind Youth and Adults. To be eligible, the individual must have combined hearing and vision loss verified by a doctor or professional service provider, be able to be trained to use adaptive technology that makes it possible to use telephone, computer, or other communication equipment, meet the program's income guidelines. Hearing guidelines. Chronic hearing disabilities so severe that most speech cannot be understood with optimum amplification, or progressive hearing loss having a prognosis leading to the above condition. Vision guidelines. Visual acuity of 20/200 or less in the better eye with corrective lenses, or a field defect such that the peripheral diameter of visual field subtends at angular distance no greater than 20 degrees, or progressive visual loss with a prognosis leading to one or both of the above conditions. Many types of equipment are available, including, but not limited to, refreshable braille displays, computers, software, mobile devices, phones, and signalers. There is an assessment component to this identification process. To assist in determining which equipment is right for the individual, an I Can Connect specialist will assist in identifying, installing, and providing training for the equipment that meets the individual's needs. A wide range of communications technology, hardware, and software is available to suit the varying needs of those who have combined hearing and vision loss. There is also specialized equipment such as screen enlargement, screen readers, or braille displays. A program specialist can help identify equipment to meet individual needs. Training is available once the new equipment arrives. The Federal Communications Commission is currently in the process of making I Can Connect a permanent program. The Deafblind Division of the National Federation of the Blind has information on I Can Connect in large print and braille. Call 321-768-9500 or email jnaulty, J-N-A-U-L-T-Y, at cfl.rr.com. The information will be provided. To access I Can Connect directly, go to www.icanconnect.org. At the top of the page, select Choose Your State, then select the state where you live from the drop-down menu. Information pertinent to each state is provided. Learning more about the I Can Connect program is the key to navigating the application and communicating individual needs. Just get started. This is a wonderful opportunity to get needed technology for those who qualify. Sources: Perkins School for the Blind, Watertown, Massachusetts, by phone 800-825-4595 or TTY 888-320-2656. New Jersey affiliate of the National Federation of the Blind, Sounding Board, Spring 2014, 973-743-0075.